Zach Osborne, Bike It Monster.
Monster Bike It.
Monster Bike It GP Star.
Jeez.
Looks like you can ride Supercross. You haven't forgotten.
Yeah, I can. Obviously, forgot how to do a start, though. But
explain what happened off the start there in the main event for the lights.
In the main, they held the gate for, like, at least 3 days. Like, ridiculously long, so.
But the lady, the chick, turned it after 10?
The chick turned it after 10, then they held it another 7, so it was literally, like, 17 seconds with the clutch in and the bike at, like, like, yeah, a lot of RPMs. But anyways, yeah, it was good. I mean, to come back and get just any kind of start is good. I think it's something we can build on. You know, I was third fastest in the time practice, got fourth in my heat race from another bad start, and I'm starting to feel comfortable with it again. I was definitely too tight in the main event. It's the first time I've raced the Supercross since Anaheim 1 in 08, so it's been a while, and like I said, it's something we can build on. My bike's super good. It's super fast. The Olin stuff's working really good. I think we got all the pieces to the puzzle. We got 3 more nights to put them all together, you know? So I think it's good. I think I showed some people what I can do, turn some heads maybe, and that's what I wanted to do. I think before the end of the series, obviously my speed's good enough to be on the podium, and I'd definitely like to do that.
Yeah, I think this can only help you with people looking, you know, hey, can this kid ride Supercross? You know, they forgot about you. Third overall is pretty good. What'd you think of the track?
The track was so basic. Yeah. I mean, I was expecting a lot more. I've been working so much on my whoops, and then there wasn't even any whoops. And so, I mean, I'm not going to slag it off, but I think it could have been a lot better. But, I mean, I know it's A1, so they want to keep everyone healthy, which I think they did. So it's okay. You know, I understand from that aspect too. So, but obviously it's the same for everyone, and I wasn't the fastest tonight. So I'm going to go back to work this week, and like I said, I got 3 more chances to make it all right, and I think next weekend I'll know what's going on. You know, like this morning I was running around, didn't even know how to get my pass or anything. So, you know, I'll have it a little more sorted, and I think my results will show that.
I guess, you know, one of the things I said to you after practice was I thought your bike looked really good. It sounded different than any other bike on the track, and maybe you might have been the only guy with a Karpovich exhaust, but still it sounded way different. And so that's your full race bike?
That is not my full race bike. There's a lot of stuff. Like, to start with, my Jeep, my race bike didn't even show up. It's still in customs. Two of the boxes of 4 showed up. They can't do it for 48 hours once all 4 boxes show up. So, like, my bike didn't have any tie bolts or anything like that.
Yeah.
And the other engine that's in the bike that's in the box is a little bit better. So, but honestly, my mechanic and my team manager, Steve, have put in so much work into making the bike good, and I honestly can say that I think it's the best Yamaha out there, you know. And I've just had a lot of good people around me this winter, with all the guys down at Club MX training facility working on the track for me every day and just building me up, and my parents, my fiance, everyone's really been behind me to come back here and do this. You know, I'm doing it's pretty much splitting the cost of it all with Steve, and it's costing a lot, but I'm down to do that, and you know, I love it. And this is probably one of the first times since I turned professional that I can say I enjoyed myself at a race. Yeah. You know, I really did have fun, and I loved every minute of it. But I would have preferred the main event result to be a little better, obviously. But I think it'll come.
With the track the way it was, and with your start the way it was, there wasn't a whole lot you could do. You sort of, now I didn't keep my eye on you the whole time, but it looked like you kind of rode by yourself, rode around a little bit in 10th.
Yeah, I pretty much did. You know, I made a few passes to start with. I think I started maybe like 15th or 16th, and then it was like no matter how hard I rode, I couldn't gain any on Wilbur and Anderson, and no matter how hard I rode, I couldn't get any further away from whoever was behind me. So it's kind of crazy.
All right, well, so next week Phoenix, we got coming to Phoenix. Where are you going this week? What are you doing?
I'll be training up at the Alessi compound in the high desert and putting in motos. Never been to Phoenix, so it should be, you know, it's all new to me, so I'm looking forward to it. And just next weekend, I know so much more what to expect. You know, it seems retarded because I've done a Supercross before, but
yeah,
it's been a long time.
Years.
You know,
yeah.
Well, it's been almost 4 years right now, so
okay.
It it's I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think I can build on this result tonight and finishing the 15 laps. I I didn't even feel tired. I was kind of pissed off at myself because at the end of it, I was like, well, that's over now, so what do I do? I wasn't, like, dying or didn't have arm pump or anything, so I was kind of bummed out that I didn't ride harder, but, you know, it's hard to get, you know, when you get settled into a pace, especially, like, midway through the race, it's hard to change it. So definitely it's something to build on. I think I have a great program around me and just really blessed to have the opportunity to do this again, and I'm thankful for it, and obviously I want to make the very most I can of it.
I think we'll be talking next week. You look good. Thanks, man.
Thank you.